This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. So to your host, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Okay? You don't want to be part of the problem, you want to be part of the solution. So get informed. And then take it from there. Let them deal with it. All right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get informed, get engaged, be part of the solution. So that when you do get informed, you can really push back. It's, you know, it's not the end of the world. Because you'll have the info you need to push back on these people. And they won't be able to push back on you because they most likely only use the terminologies that they've received from the, you know, from their party. That's what you find most of the time happens. You're stuck in that whole thing, right? Anyway, hey, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Border crossings are up. That can't be right. We're told the border's secure. How can that be? That can't be right. Somebody needs to check this story. Biden administration released the bad news 2 weeks from the midterm elections. Think about it. Not even 2 weeks. Right? There have been 2.4 million border crossings by illegal immigrants just in 2022 alone. Now, can we talk here? Those are only the ones they know about. Right? Republicans and some border state Democrats have hammered the White House. Notice, border state Democrats, they're seeing it, they're feeling it, they know what's happening. Right? Since Joe Biden took office over the surging illegal immigration, saying that the situation has dissolved into chaos, drawing a sharp contrast with low numbers of crossings under the Trump administration, the point was driven home by the new Department of Homeland Security data. Their data, not ours, right? Really, think about it. The White House was put on defensive at a bad time for Biden. Focus, try to, you know, keep the focus on issues like abortion, student loans, the dangers of MAGA Republicans. There's no danger with people coming over the border illegally. There's no danger of that at all. Right? Over fiscal year 2022, 2.4 million encounters happened on the southern border. Those, again, as I said, the ones that were caught. A reporter began a question, or two questions, to White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre. Republicans have their arguments about that, what the White House explanation as to what happened and why. I mean, she's amazing. She responded that falling regimes and economic collapse in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba are causing millions to flee those nations, which she said, it's impacting the entire Western Hemisphere. That's a 245% increase in immigration from those three countries. She accused Republicans of using the immigration as immigrants as a political pawn. Right. That's exactly what it is. But the press secretary also touted a newly announced Biden initiative to turn away Venezuelans at the southern border. She says it successfully suppressed crossings originated from that country since being announced on October 12th. Since the launch, this joint enforcement action between us and Mexico, we've seen the number of Venezuelans attempting to cross the southern border decrease sharply by more than 85%. We're doing the work every day to make sure that we deal. What about the other ones? What is it, Venezuela's the only one that's coming over? For real? You know, really, whether that program, along with plans to deploy troops from 25 states, U.S. territories to the border, we can change perceptions. But this is 2 weeks before the election. Has anybody figured this out? Really, think about it. Biden's approval rating on immigration is just 36%. There's a little over 60% disapprove. That's according to the Real Clear Politics average. A News Nation poll, though, found that the public favors Republicans who approve the immigration situation by a 7-point spread. Now, Biden loudly decried. He did loudly. He's like, these people are nuts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his decision to fly immigrants from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard. Really? I mean, okay to fly them to the middle of the country, drop them off. Not Martha's Vineyard. Well, Hispanic voters, when they polled Telemundo, polled a bunch of Hispanic voters in Florida. They found a majority of them supported the move. Right? The majority of Hispanics that are here legally, that have done it right, supported DeSantis' move to fly those people to Martha's Vineyard. The DHS figures released Friday indicated border crossings were up 27% over 2021. And at that time, 2020, who was in office? 2021, let me see. Oh, yes. Joey B. Right, the all-time record of 419% over Donald Trump. 419%. Well, that's because we're more loving. That's what it is. They're talking about close to 5 million people in less than 2 years have crossed the border. GOP has also pointed to the issue beyond the sheer number of crossings. For example, cartels made an estimate $13 billion smuggling immigrants across the border. 850 immigrants died in 2022 while trying to cross. See, this stuff is great. It never stops because they have the same mindset over and over and over again. Even the Border Union Patrol said this is crazy. This is ridiculous. And the Venezuela move, they say, not effective. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about what happened to our men. What happened to our boys. What's going on? Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Get involved, get engaged. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, we talk about this a lot on the show, so that's why I'm so excited to have this gentleman on with me. And, you know, we've been talking about this forever. Now, whether I happen to be a believer, I happen to be a Christian, right? But even if you're not a Christian, the fact that men aren't stepping up to be men aren't stepping up to be the fathers they need to be. And it's not because they don't want to be. It's because they've been browbeat for decades now, and I mean decades now, that we don't want all that misogyny stuff going on. You know, God forbid we have men that really want to be men, that whole masculine toxicity thing that we heard about, all that stuff. And we bought into it. And some of you bought into it by being silent. Some of you bought into it because you didn't push back. And some of you are still trying to figure out whether they're telling you the truth or not. Well, they lied to you. So Jeremy Slayton joins me. He's he's traditional gender roles once gave families stability, he says, and continuity from generation to generation. Now we, I guess, I don't know, what do we have now? We got, like, nothing, right? You're just a human. Or maybe you're not even that, because you can't use men.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely an attack on men generally and masculinity in particular. They really hate strong men, and I would love to talk some today about who the they is. Who are these people?
Well, we're going to talk about men. They, my friend. Don't you worry about it.
I'm sure we'll go there.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like it's a personal attack on them anytime you decide that you want to teach these young men to be men. You want to teach men how to take care of their wives, their families, their kids. They take it as an affront. I am amazed at these women that take this as an affront on their individuality.
Well, yeah. Well, they've been taught everything that in the style of masculinity or a strong man is somehow evil. They probably can't explain that very well, but it's something to do with the patriarchy or, you know, the bad things that men have done, you know, in generations past. And they'll use that, like you said, to browbeat. Not only men, the sad part is they're going after kids as well. I'll give one quick example, and this is kind of a subversive attack, if you will. If you walk into a children's bookstore, say the children's section in a Target, and you go and you're looking, like I've got two young sons, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and this just happened the other day. I'm wanting to find a book that would appeal to them that has a young boy hero, maybe on the cover, and you almost can't find it. I mean, if it is a young boy, it's probably like a car or a bear that's acting as the boy. But really, it's only minority females that are on the covers of these books with a heavy emphasis on LGBTQ. Now, nothing against minority females. No problem with that. But you look at, you know, here in Franklin, Tennessee, even the demographics, you can tell, okay, these publishers and these big box stores like Target, they're not even looking to serve the demographics that would, be in their area. They're looking to promote an agenda, and you have to ask yourself why. And I'll give one clue. It's not a theory. I think this is absolutely fact at this point. Strong men are the bulwark against totalitarian takeovers and any kind of communistic rule. If you look back through history, especially with Stalin, he wanted to get rid of any strong men. He sent them all to the gulags, and especially the intellectually strong men that could speak out against him. So it is personal to these people. Now, the women you're talking about, the professors and all that, they probably don't even know where it's coming from, but there is a globalist agenda to take down strong men because they would lead they would be the bulwark, like I said, against totalitarian control.
Yeah, it's interesting though that the women pushing back on this, and a lot of these groups that push back on this, when you look at them and you look later on, and the stuff that they talk about, the stuff they complain about, is exactly what they push against. So I've read study after study after study that says liberal women usually are attracted to who? Conservative men. Strong conservative men. It's kind of like they're almost doing it in spite of themselves because they're going to prove to us that they don't need a man. You know, the funny thing about it is even we on the conservative side don't say you need a man to complete yourself. I've never said that to my wife.
Right, yeah. It's funny what you said. That there's a song, and it was in the early 2000s, kind of before this massive, third wave feminism and all that had gone into full-scale attack mode, but there was a song, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And the funny thing about that is, and it was, written by a liberal woman, sung by a liberal woman, I can't think of the artist's name, but the truth is, you told them to go away. Where have all the cowboys gone? Like, you said you didn't like them, so they stopped being cowboys. They stopped being wild and restless and free. That's an interesting comment that you said about they're really shooting themselves in the foot because, yes, many times they're attracted to a strong conservative-type male, but then they find out where they stand on things, and, man, you can't date those women.
No. And, one of the things I joke about on the show all the time is they're so self-unaware. I mean, they spew things out of their mouths. You go, whoa, wait, what?
Let me give you an example of one of those. There was an article written, I just saw this yesterday, and this is how I don't want to say deep the rabbit hole goes, but how shallow and just silly it's getting, where we just kind of need to let these people talk themselves into a corner. So there's an author, Rachel Rochester. She's a PhD with NASA and SpaceX and writes for Screen Rant. Well, she wrote an article called "The Patriarchy is Interplanetary, but Hopefully Not for Long." And the entire article is a rant against space not being inclusive because we've named so many of the moon structures after, you know, male figures. It's just insanity. In a way, you just need to let those people talk because they're proving how silly this entire agenda is.
I always tell my friends, you know, when they start complaining about what Democrats are saying, I go, shh, don't stop them.
Yes.
You're just shining a light on truly what they believe in. You want to go down that road. You want to make sure. You know, it's funny. I'm rerunning for office, and the person that is challenging me, if you would, has a real problem with masculinity, has a real problem with you know, men, real men, if you would. And she's very upset at the fact that I'm touting that men should take their proper place as husbands, as role models, as fathers, as a, you know, protector of the family. This is what, look, I know we agree on this, and I want to keep God in the center of stuff, but let's just say we move God aside for a second. Even if you look at evolution or want to try to push evolution into this, even if you want to take a look from a Mother Nature point of view, we are made to protect our families. We are made to be workers. We are made to be providers. And so it doesn't mean that a woman can't do some of these things. It just means it's in our DNA to want to protect our family, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, yes, it should be. And I think many times, like the woman you're running against, or this, you know, lady that wrote this article about inclusive universe, I think they don't even realize, as you said, you're a Christian, and
yep,
the spirit behind it, the spirit behind what they're doing is smarter than they are. And I think they don't even realize why they are so into this thing. They just see it as, well, somehow,
Jeremy,
man.
You got to put it on pause, man. We got to go to commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Jeremy Schladen right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GOLD-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part. The best thing to do is to be part of the solution. And frankly and honestly, you do that by getting informed. Otherwise, you sound like them, all right? Jeremy Slayton joins me to discuss what happened to our men. Why aren't they stepping up? Why aren't they taking their proper roles in society? You've heard this before. It could be me saying all this stuff. Jeremy is a certified professional trainer, Division I college athlete, and first team All-American. Jeremy, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right, so why don't you finish up your thoughts from the last segment, and I got so much more.
Sure. Well, I was basically just saying that you have to realize the spirit of the people that you're battling against right now, and you hate to make everything political, but it kind of is. And on the other side of the aisle right now, so these people that are browbeating men and, don't like masculinity or traditional gender roles, well, they're also willing at this point to do sex change operations on children. And so they want to muddy the gender roles so badly that they're willing to do surgical operations and chop off the breasts of little girls and sew fake penises on little girls. I mean, I know it's graphic and gross to say these things, but if you look up pictures of what they actually do, to right now it's young teens, but I guarantee you the spirit behind them wants to take that as far as we could possibly let it go, just like abortion. So, at this point, we shouldn't be surprised by any silliness that they have to say about their hate for traditional masculinity or men.
Well, they have a hate for anything traditional, anything moral, anything good, anything that has any kind of family value to it, if you really think about it. I mean,
yeah.
They want to call moms and dads now the caregivers is now the new term for moms and dads, right? The birthing person. I mean, this is so ridiculous. But, I'll go a little further with you, Jeremy. I blame, A, the Christian community, and, B, why weren't we pushing back on these kids when we thought they were just being cute and stupid? You should go, no. There is no such thing as a birthing person. I'm your mom. period. And you're going to refer to me as your mom. End of discussion. But you don't see that anymore because parents are afraid to push back. They're afraid to say anything.
Well, in some cases, yes. I think in many ways, though, when you talk about the Christian community, I think that they got caught off guard because the other side has had a 100-year march through history, through the institutions, to try to take over subversively. Now, I'm not saying it was 100% just this, like, plan that was set in stone, but at the same time, I've seen what happened. I think the Christian community in America were relatively comfortable, and they thought, okay, that stuff is so out there and so nutso, it'll just go, like, once these kids get out in the real world, they'll drop all that stuff. Well, what happened is those kids went to college, they became the professors, and now the professors are teaching your own kids that you're sending to their college to hate you and everything you stand for. And that's why, you know, there's a pretty big push right now, and I agree with it, to stop funding and sending your kids to these institutions that hate traditional values and really hate American values, not to mention Christian. So I think Christians were caught on their heels, and now they're really caught on their heels, not knowing really how to push back. But it's high time that we do.
Well, I think a lot of these people truly were trying to live and let live, or you know, live peaceably with all men where they can. They don't want to live peaceably with us. And I keep telling people that. They don't want to live peaceably with us. They want to take a shot at everything that you stand for. Because anything that you stand for, you know, I wrote a book back in 2016. And I called it Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left has given us. And in it, my very first chapter is absolutes. Absolutely not. The left doesn't want you to have any absolutes because then there's a right and wrong. Then they have to take a stand. Then they have to defend their position. They don't want to do that. It's so much easier to say you are what you want to be at any moment in your life. And now you have no absolutes, do you?
No, you don't. And, you know, from a spiritual perspective, Satan loves nothing more than the lack of absolutes and a direct right and wrong, because then you will base your entire life on your feelings. How do you feel? You know, does this make you feel good or feel bad? Does it make you feel popular? And right now, you will be very, very celebrated if you're a this is why you've got 30%, according to, I believe, Newsweek. It's either Newsweek or Barna. 30% of all millennials and younger generations are saying that they are part of the LGBTQ+ community. Now, does that mean that they actually have some kind of gender dysphoria or they're gay or... Maybe not, but they're claiming I am part of that community because they've made it cool. They've made it feel good. So, you know, life lived based on feelings, which is 100% what the Democrats want people to live by, to be controlled by their feelings. It is no good for building a life, a family, a community, because you have to be able to do the hard stuff and have the hard conversations. Or, like you mentioned, they don't really want a conversation. They want capitulation. Mm-hmm. So that's where men need to step in and provide that buffer. Now, I'm not saying go out and get in fights, but I'm saying there's a time for everything. And, you know, we have to be willing to have the strong men in the communities to stand up with boldness, because that unleashes other men who are afraid. They're like, okay, well, that guy who owns the 5-car dealerships, who I knew was a conservative, and he stepped up and he's out in public talking, and maybe he does have something to lose more than me. Now the guy that's just under him steps up. So that's where we need to go, is uprising together in boldness and unleashing others to do the same.
Well, that's where I tell people all the time, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ, who's your sufficiency? Because the minute you say, you know, to your car dealer guy, the minute he says, you know, I get involved, but I got to sell cars. What you're telling me is you're depending on you and you're not depending on God. Because if you're doing the right thing, if you're stepping out doing the right thing, you're depending on God, he'll take care of you. I mean, I've seen it in my own life. We've had too many things happen to us since we've been on the air that we know God had his hand directly in. So you look at this stuff and you say, guys, who are you trusting? What are you believing for? You know what I mean?
That's right. And, you know, courage is a muscle. And the more that you use that muscle of courage, the easier it becomes to continue to be courageous and to take bolder steps. And like I said earlier about comfort in our society, I think the Christian community, but specifically the men in the community, you know, we were doing rather well in 2019 economically and in many other ways. And I think that those men that should have been speaking out were so comfortable, and they had not had to flex that courage muscle in a long time, that's why they kind of went silent. with the whole BLM attacking every big city, with the COVID pandemic and all that went with that. They just didn't, they weren't sure about what to do or where they stood. And maybe they had strong feelings on the inside. And they tried to, I guess, assuage their guilt by saying, well, I'm part of the silent majority. You know, even though I'm silent, I'll vote the right way. Well, we're like 10 years past that even being, that you should be ashamed of that at this point if you're standing behind, I'm part of the silent majority.
I'm going to interrupt you. You're so much more forgiving than I am, okay? Because I look at this stuff. And, you know, I think of a story, my joke is I call it the pizza delivery boy, right? I think of a story of David when he showed up and all the warriors are cowering in the corners. Nobody wants to go on and take on Goliath, right? I mean, they're in there and he's taunting them about their God. He's taunting them. And David's like, why are you guys doing this? Why are you letting him talk about your God this way? And he showed them how to deal with this. And I think we've kind of got there now where, we have Christians, and I'm not suggesting you get violent with anybody, but I'm also suggesting you don't back down. I'm suggesting that when somebody says stuff to you about, things about your God or a situation and how, you're a Christian, so you think men should be in charge. You go, no, I don't think men should be in charge. And yes, I am a Christian, but I think the family nucleus is real. It's the way God intended it, and it's what makes our country strong. We back right. away from that. We go, well, you know, everybody has their idea of what a family is. No.
100%.
That's me.
yes, and I think, you know, right now, it's not the time for violence. So we have to vocal and intellectual about what we're, you know, discussing, debating, et cetera. But you also have to know when you're dealing with just complete idiots, to be honest, and walk away and not get tangled up in silly
dishonest fight. People. I think they're dishonest people to get what they
That's
want.
Right. You know who does a fantastic job to model is Ron DeSantis. You know, he's not going out of his way to poke at people or do mean tweets. He's not going out of his way to do it. But, man, if you come at him with falsehoods, he is not going to let that lie. And I love the way he does it with tact and intelligence. I think he's a good model of what we need to do, not necessarily in politics, but in these cultural discussions with people that are in opposition to us.
Yeah. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go more on how to respond, because I'm like you. I don't want to be in your face, but I don't want to mince words. Okay?
Absolutely.
And you know, when it comes like to transgenders playing in women's sports, sorry, you can't change your body structure. You can't do it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WOOD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Listen, head up to MyPillow. Not now, after the show. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, you know, another man of God who's made it possible for us to make some money online and for you to save money, keep jobs here in America, keep money here in America, and you should stop supporting organizations that give money to causes that you are directly against, that go 180 degrees against your belief system. You need to stop doing stuff like that. So Mike has said, look, if you use promo code Joe, you get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. They got, you know, sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, all kinds of stuff. Go up there, check it out. Again, mostly American-made. You get it from this country. You're keeping Americans working, and you're supporting causes, as you know. Mike supports causes that we are in line with. Stop feeding the beast. Stop feeding your enemy. And go to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, on your way out. And we all win. It's really that easy. Jeremy Slayton joins me to discuss what's happened to our men. Why aren't they stepping up? Why aren't they taking their proper roles in society? And again, when we say this, Jeremy, we're not talking about being the bully, you know, being that, you know, Gestapo kind of guy, right? And even in the Christian society, when we say the man is the head of the household, it's not a dictatorship, is it?
That's right. No, it's not. It's not. You know, I have this visual that I use where, you know, men, we're bigger than women, and we've got, you know, our hands. Our hands are wider and larger than a woman's, and I think that's for two reasons. On the one hand, we can open those hands to serve, and we can, you know, we can hold a lot in our hands and give, you know, and that's, you know, figuratively as well. But then also we can close those hands into a big hard fist, and that's meant for defense. And I think that's a picture of, you know, the two types of roles that we need to have as providers and protectors at the same time, done out of love for those that we love and those that we want to protect.
Yeah, really. So, you know, in your mind, with the things that you've got going on, and you're talking to other men, how do you tell them to respond to some of these things that are 180 degrees from what they believe when they're having a discussion with somebody, and I don't care whether it's transgenderism or these kind of things that come up? How do you tell them to respond, or do you tell them to respond?
You know, that's all about specifics. It's all about which category of thing. You know, I like to look, when I look at a topic, whether it's transgenderism or one of the other hot, let's say BLM, and let's say a guy is a Christian guy, he's a conservative guy, but he feels so browbeaten by the message that they're having of, hey, you're a white, straight male, you need to be silent and just listen. He might even get whispers of that at his church. But he knows in his gut, like, this is a bunch of BS. Like, this is bad for black people, and it's bad for white people. It's making us both worse. But that's all they know. I like to help them if I can. I mean, there's great documentaries about this stuff that show the history, but I really try to tell guys like that, hey, if you're curious about a topic, look up at the top. Who's funding it and controlling it?
That's right.
And you can find that. You got to do a little digging, which a lot of guys have gotten lazy. They won't do that. Look at who's funding it, and also look at the history of, say, that organization. So Planned Parenthood would be a great example. You know, who funds Planned Parenthood? Who are the players involved? And then what's the history? And, I mean, you talk about a dark history that was, you know, eugenics and looking to control population, which is exactly what they're still doing today. And I think you'll see the light bulb go off. So some of what you're talking about is education. The other part is the courage. And there's a plethora of reasons why men haven't been courageous. We've already talked about some of those on the show. But there's also chemically, we're swimming in an endocrine disrupting soup right now with the plastics, the foods the dishware that we cook many of our foods in, the nonstick, they have a lot of these phthalates and estrogen synthetic chemicals that are meant to lower your testosterone. And if you don't believe me, just know this. We can factually prove that testosterone levels and sperm counts since my grandfather's generation are now
massively down. Yep.
Massively down. So yep. If you wonder, like, why aren't they being courageous? Well, they're actually only half a man. So we've got to fix some of that.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things contributing to that. Food being, and I'm a big believer too that the food supply that we have in this country, what we're getting. You know, it's I don't know if you've ever done any reading of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and one of the things they deal with in the book, which is really interesting, is that the foods, those fresh fruits and vegetables that you think you're getting at the supermarket, really don't have a whole bunch of nutritional value anymore. Because they've radiated that food. They pick it green. By the time it makes it to the supermarket, it's lost a massive portion of its value, which is what, you know, we have a little garden here at the house, and we do it on purpose for exactly that reason, to make sure that we've got some good stuff going on.
Right, and that's very important. And you know, you talk about sleeping better at night, having more energy. You know, those foods that you're describing that are filled with GMOs, you know, things that are meant to make them last longer on the shelf and that make them look good maybe to the eye, but they actually don't taste quite as good, and they're not as nutrient dense. So you've got all these problems with your food, and that's what you're putting in your body. That's a problem. So part of my Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul program is an education on the food. Now, I'm not a deep scientific nutritionist when it comes to the food, but I do have a pretty strong general understanding, and I can point those guys in directions. But the meal plan is made by a nutritionist, and we're trying to get back to non-processed as much as we can single ingredient foods. So if you buy closer
to where God intended it to be, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So if you're buying, you know, beans, you're getting beans. You're not getting, you know, something on the label that looks like it's straight out of a lab, because it is.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. And then, you know, it's funny, the old folks that came from the old country, like my grandfather, he wouldn't eat anything out of a can. He refused. And, you know, it wasn't because he was smart enough to know it was processed food. It was because he felt that if it wasn't natural, if it wasn't something he grew in his garden or it wasn't fresh, he wasn't putting it in his body. That was his mindset. The man died when he was 88 years old, smoked 3 packs of Camel Nut. Now, I'm not suggesting you test God and smoke, but he smoked, you know, cigarettes almost his whole life until he was told he had lung cancer. And then he quit smoking, like, the next day, and he still lasted another 8 years. So, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I just mean that the food that he was eating was helping his body either heal, hold itself up, or keep going, which you couldn't say the same with today.
Yeah, there's a study recently done. I forget exactly who it was by, but it was measuring people that were doing this exact workout program in the 80s. And how their bodies responded in terms of weight loss, in terms of lean muscle mass, all that. And then people today doing the exact same workout program. And it was over the course of like a month. Well, the body positive changes in responses were far better in the 80s than they are today. And they're landing in the place of it's because of all the chemicals and the endocrine disruptors that we've got in our bodies that we're actually not able to get as in good of shape as our grandparents' generation did, or even our parents. So we definitely got to become educated in this area and not just think this is some kind of liberal lefty thing to worry about eating all natural foods.
Yeah, it is, like I said, and I find it interesting that when some of the people on the left, when they talk about, I don't know how we got here, but I love it, when they talk about the foods and talk about what's going on, what you should put in your mouth, these kids that are part of the Purell generation, you know, they don't know what dirt is all about. I mean, I bring my granddaughters outside to help me plant the garden so they can see where the food comes from. It's okay to get your hands dirty. It's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying?
100%, yeah. Yeah, you need to be able to do that. And that's another thing, too. You know, when I was in sales for 10 years after my baseball career, I went through a pretty rough time there for a while. And you talk about being outside and getting dirty. I went from being a baseball player that was always active and always outside to sitting a lot behind a desk. Now, occasionally I would go do roof surveys or something, which was great. But I was, you know, vitamin D deficient, definitely not eating well, and not just getting in the fresh air. And I think that's something that a lot of us who are in office spaces all the time are missing. And, man, your cortisol levels go up. There's all kind of things that happen that stop your body and your mind from properly functioning.
All right, so we've got a couple of minutes left. And, you know, you're a NASM certified professional trainer. Tell people what that is. Do you have a way for people to get a hold of you if they want some help and guidance and that kind of thing?
100%. Yeah. So NASM is National Academy of Sports Medicine. And then I, you know, played ball with the Philadelphia Phillies for 6.5 seasons in the minors. So single A to triple A. And so that would be kind of my background in terms of sports and, you know, the body. But yeah, if you want to get a hold of me, go to Warrior MBS. That's mind, body, soul, warriormbs.com, and you can book a call with me. And right now we've got another group coming up for the Warrior MBS program. It's 70 days. It kicks off on November 16th, and it is a challenge. It gets guys who are like-minded back together to improve their physical health, their mental health, and their spiritual grounding. And it is a competition. I break these guys into small teams, and they compete against each other. We have a heck of a lot of fun with it. But what the guys really love is the competition, camaraderie, and community.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, that they don't, you know, they talk about what's going on with our boys. They talk about what's going on in these schools, why these boys are so uptight. It's because they don't allow them to be boys. They don't allow them to blow off steam. There's a lot they don't allow them to do, and they don't get it because they want to make them gender neutral. They're going to force it on them one way or the other. Your body can't function that way. So, look, it's been a pleasure having you on with me. Keep up the good work. We'll bring you back at some point in time to, you know, talk about some of the success that you're having. And I know most of my listeners are in full agreement with you. You know, we've got to teach our men to be men. We've got to teach our boys to be boys, and we have to take our rightful place. So, Jeremy, thanks
100%.
For being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Jump into your house. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the whole hour. Good luck to you.